Good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here for the next hour, back after a week off, and a lot has happened since we last spoke. We'll talk about 9/11 and the odd reaction that radio had in the days after the attack. We'll talk about the Queen. The Emmys are tonight. Does anybody care? Plus our usual features. We've got Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Sun to me. It starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time
I tried so hard and got so far.
Try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. Will eventually be a memory of a time when I
tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust.
That is Linkin Park with the ominously titled In the End. And we heard Genesis at the top of the hour with No Reply at All. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso waking you up this morning, getting you up and out. Hopefully you are settling into your new fall routine, if you have one. I know a lot of folks do start something new in the fall, whether it's school or kind of coming out of that summer haze, as I am. A lot has happened since we last spoke. Hope you enjoyed last week's show. We did the best of Phil's pick, and it was funny because I was listening to the show, as was Phil, and we were texting back and forth, and he didn't even remember some of the good songs that he had played over the last couple of years. So I enjoyed bringing that to you, and we will keep doing Phil's pick around here as long as Phil stays interested in doing it. Well, yesterday was the 9/11 anniversary. It's been 21 years, and I guess the truth is there is a segment of the population now that is not connected to that event anymore. And never was this more apparent than a country club in Virginia that was intending to offer a 9/11 themed brunch yesterday with menu items that included Pentagon pie, first responder flatbread, and perhaps most appalling, 2977 chowder. 2977, of course, being the number of people who died that day. So there was this huge social media backlash, the menu was removed, the club apologized, and they substituted a football-themed menu. It does make you think, however, that there may be this divide coming between those who look upon this day with reverence and those who just see it as something in a history book, alongside the Revolutionary War or the Titanic or the assassination of William McKinley or something. probably how many of us thought of the attack on Pearl Harbor 30 years after it happened, and how that must have irked the World War II veterans who lived through it. I do hope we're not getting to the point where we're becoming desensitized to 9/11, and the phrase "never forget" just becomes some kind of cliché. Perhaps you've heard the news that the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, died last week. The American fascination with the monarchy is a very strange thing. On one hand, it was against that very monarchy that we revolted, which caused this country to be created in the first place. On the other, there are those who follow every move of the royal family and hold them up on this pedestal, as much, or maybe more so, than the British. But by all accounts, she was a lovely lady. She tried to do good with her power, and she will be missed on the world stage. Well, there is more to talk about. We've got the Emmys coming up tonight. But first, let's get back to the music and head into a brand new batch of Phil's Pick. Phil, my friend from Watertown, recommends music he thinks we might like every week, and I play it on a segment we call Phil's Pick every week at this time. Let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is One Step Ahead by Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson is an American singer-songwriter, filmmaker, and former professional surfer. Johnson is known primarily for his work in soft rock and acoustic pop genres. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
That you're the one flirting with fire. If each choir is preaching and everyone's reaching into their pockets to see what they got, if not a lot has changed, but if everything's changing, playing to see you say, but no one sees face to face or eye to eye. This is not how it has to end. Who wants to be one step ahead? First to the punchline, just one step ahead. First to the punchline. When it feels like it's all closing in.
lost in pleasure. Stream flows on by. Yes, as the sated in leisure, we watch it fly.
Yes.
And time waits by no one, and it won't wait for me.
And time waits by no one, and it won't wait for me.
I'm gonna tear down a building or destroy a woman's face. Hours are like diamonds, don't let them waste.
Time waits by no one, no favors has he.
Time waits by no one, and he won't wait for me.
Wait for me.
Drinking your summer.
Rolling Stones from the 1974 album It's Only Rock and Roll. That is Time Waits for No One. And before that, we heard Jack Johnson, One Step Ahead. It was Phil's pick today. Thank you, Phil, for that one. On Rock of Ages here on WMFO. And don't forget, if you are in the Boston area, you can always listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you can't be with us here in this great city, or if you can't make the 8 o'clock Monday morning time slot, you can stream or listen on demand at WMFO.org. I had another thought about 9/11 yesterday as we were recognizing the 21st anniversary of the events. One part of the story is the understandable hysteria that happened after that sometimes took a very odd form. People had no frame of reference whatsoever and did not know how to act. And that happened everywhere, including the media, and radio was no exception. In the days immediately after the attacks, program directors at Clear Channel Communications, which was the largest owner of radio stations in the U.S., began circulating a list of songs that might be considered offensive in light of the attacks. And what started as an honest effort to ease stressed-out audiences turned into a pretty good example of why corporate radio is and always will be a bad idea. It started with a disc jockey who sent a memo to some of the program directors in this large station group, listing some songs that might sound insensitive to a nation that was in mourning. Many of the recipients of the email hit reply all, they added more song suggestions, they looped in more Clear Channel employees, and this huge email chain developed. A few days later, with the list at 165 songs, the memo leaked, and Slate.com reported on it. And the news quickly circulated around the internet, and the headline morphed into Clear Channel's list of banned songs, suggesting that the memo was a mandate when it was really just kind of an email chain gone awry. The songs basically included any reference to air travel, like leaving on a jet plane, anything having to do with war or fire or death at all. And it got a little absurd. For example, Walk Like an Egyptian made the list because of its reference to the Middle East. And others included Knocking on Heaven's Door, Stairway to Heaven, Crash Into Me, 165 songs in all. Well, when word got out, the list was roundly mocked, and on September 18th, Clear Channel issued a press release stating, Clear Channel Radio has not banned any songs from its radio stations, adding, we support our radio station programming staff and management team in their responsibility to respond to their local markets. The banned songs story ultimately was a hoax, but it was another sign of the hysteria that gripped almost every aspect of American life, including radio, after the 9/11 attacks. But let's get into some new music now. This one's kind of new, kind of not. Imagine Dragons have released their never-before-heard demo, Love of Mine, from their debut album, Night Vision, to celebrate the album's 10th anniversary, which is coming up. The band released Night Vision's expanded edition last Friday. It contains 9 additional studio tracks, 2 previously unreleased songs, including Love of Mine. The 7-time platinum album put the band on the map and featured On Top of the World, Radioactive, and Demons, some of the major Imagine Dragons songs. This re-release includes 4 CDs, and including the original album, bonus tracks, live recordings, and remixes, in addition to the DVD, The Making of Night Visions, which follows the band as they create their first record. This is new from Imagine Dragons. It's called Love of Mine on Rock of Ages.
Attention, all my life, trying just to touch it.
From the album Damn the Torpedoes, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And before that, we heard Imagine Dragons and Love of Mine. It is a demo that they recorded 10 years ago as part of the Night Visions album, which was their debut album, and it is being re-released with some bonus tracks, including that one, to celebrate their 10th anniversary of that LP. Well, good morning. Ron LaRusso with you on Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me today. As always, it was an eventful week in music history. And this week's includes the week that Eric Clapton charted his only number one hit on the Billboard charts. I want you to think about it for a second. We'll circle back at the end. This includes his work as a solo artist, also with Derek and the Dominoes. He's only ever had one number one hit. Can you guess what it is? Think about it. This week in 1966, the Monkees TV show makes its debut with four actors chosen to portray a pop band based on the Beatles. They are a fictional band, but become very real and eventually play on their own recordings instead of studio musicians. This week in 2003, Johnny Cash died of complications from diabetes. He was 71. This week in 1975, Pink Floyd released what I think is possibly their best album, Wish You Were Here. In 1987, reggae musician Peter Tosh is shot and killed at age 42 during a robbery in his home. This week in 1997, Elton John's rewritten version of Candle in the Wind that he played at Princess Di's funeral a week earlier is released as a single. It sells a record 600,000 copies in the first day in Britain alone, where it becomes the best-selling single of all time. Worldwide, it sells over 30 million copies, second only to White Christmas. This week in 2019, Eddie Money died at the age of 70. And now let's get to that Eric Clapton question. This week in 1974, Eric Clapton had his only number one hit. Did you think it was Layla? Maybe Tears in Heaven or Lay Down Sally? It's none of those. It's 1974's I Shot the Sheriff, a song written by Bob Marley, and it hit number one this week. Celebrating birthdays this week in music, rapper Ludacris is 55 this week, as is Fiona Apple, who turns 55. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 72 years old, and Peter Cetera, bassist and vocalist for Chicago, is, hard to believe, 78 years old this week. It's been a while since we played some Chicago. Let's check some out now here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Yeah.
We don't play a lot of hair metal on the show, but I do like me a nice power ballad every once in a while, and that's a good one from Def Leppard from their 1981 album High and Dry. It's called Bringing on the Heartbreak. And before that, we heard Chicago, Feeling Stronger Every Day, as we recognize Peter Cetera, lead singer of Chicago, and of that song, turning 78 years old this week. Well, the Emmys are tonight, and I've spent the last couple of years complaining about how all the streaming services have really split the shows, and you can't possibly know all the nominees when the Emmys come up annually. But this year, I don't know, maybe I pulled myself into the 21st century a little bit, but I've seen a lot of the shows that are nominated. Those include Severance, Succession, which is on HBO Max, and I'm actually just watching right now. Ted Lasso is up for a bunch. And Euphoria, which is one of the most depressing statements about teenage life in America. I watched an episode or two, and I just couldn't stick with it. But anyway, I'm kind of rooting for Severance tonight. It's a show that no matter how hard you try to explain the premise to someone, you never can do it justice. So it's about a group of people who have joined a program where they get something implanted in their brains. So whenever they're at work, they have no recollection of their life outside of the workplace. And when they're outside of work, they cannot recall anything that happens at work. Big deal, right? It doesn't sound good at all, but it's so interesting and kind of weird and compelling. So I am rooting for Severance tonight when the Emmys get awarded. Well, we have our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era coming up right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This week's one-hit wonder goes way back to the early 1970s. The band is Sugarloaf. They were formed in Denver in 1969 out of the ashes of a band called Moonraker that had an album the year before. They called the band Chocolate Hair, but wisely changed it to Sugarloaf after a popular Colorado ski resort. They released their debut album, which included this song, which was a big top 40 and album rock radio hit. Their follow-up album, released a year later, was not successful. And although they did have a minor hit in 1975 with a song called Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, that song's pretty much forgotten. The band broke up shortly thereafter, but they did leave us with this one enduring one-hit wonder. This is Green-Eyed Lady from Sugarloaf on Rock of Ages.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Lonely love. lady, windswept lady, rules the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. We'll be right back.
That's Brian Ferry and Roxy Music with Love is the Drug. And we heard Sugarloaf before that with Green Eyed Lady. That is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era for this week. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRusso. We've got time for another song or two. I didn't want to spend a lot of time talking about Queen Elizabeth today, but I thought we could at least dedicate 25 seconds of airtime to her with The Beatles here on Rock of Ages.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine. My breathing, it's so nice, it's like a blanket on my life. Let me stay here for forever in this state of classical denial. Cranking Mrs. Dalloway, Moby Dick trip on a whale. He's kinda just like me, we're thirsty for the deep. I'm gonna rock my audible head. In 1984, 'cause battling Big Brother feels more meaningful than binging zombie hordes. Take me up to Neverland.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Hope you liked it. This is Ron LaRusso. Join me every week at this time for Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras right here on WMFO. Until we speak again next week, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.